Okay, we're talking with Ishpeming Superintendent Carrie Meyer, and we're talking about the brand new Child Care Education Center, which will be opening soon. Good afternoon to you.
Hello, how are you?
Well, I'm doing well. I'm doing well. You know, this is a long process. Explain how this started, the idea of it, and how it got going.
Well, this project started nearly 2 years ago. There was a group of us that knew there was a need in the Ishpeming community for child care. And so we had started, based on our strategic plan for the Ishpeming Public School District, started writing grants, developing plans, and here we are almost 2 years later after going through licensing and building renovations and creating handbooks and policies and making purchases and setting things up. We are officially opening the Hematite Child Care and Education Center.
So what kind of services will be provided and to how many?
Well, the center will be opened year-round and will host three rooms. We have an infant room, a toddler room, and a preschool room. The center is staffed with seven individuals at this point. There's a director, three teachers, and three aides. And these people are very excited to get ready and start providing services to our 30 students who we have currently enrolled in the program. So those 30 students are with 28 different families who are in need of child care through the community, and so we're excited to provide services.
Are you able to do so at a reasonable price, as you know, a lot of people struggle with affording child care?
Child care is fairly expensive, and it has to be in order to afford the staffing. There are staffing requirements that we need to meet. In the infant room, it's a 1-to-4 ratio. So for 8 students, we have one teacher and one aide. And that is the same for the toddler room. It's a 1-to-4 ratio, so it's one teacher and one aide for 8 students. And that bumps to a little bit more in the preschool room. We're going to have 16 students for one teacher and one aide. But in order to afford those personnel, the costs, they aren't cheap. But I would like to think that our rates, after doing research and comparisons and creating a budget, that they're either competitive or a little bit better than any of the other area centers around.
You mentioned, Carrie, that there's a shortage of this, I guess not only in Western Marquette County, but everywhere in the UP and even across the state.
There is a shortage for child care, not only in our local community, our extended community, our state, and our entire country. So that was, child care was something that was indicated when we did our strategic plan probably 4 or 5 years ago. And we first attempted to open just a preschool class that was hosted over at Birchview Elementary probably 4 years ago now. That went very well. It was very popular. The class was filled every year in the last couple of years. So it grew to a point where we started considering that we needed to expand and start servicing even younger children. And so that's when we came to the decision to start the endeavor of opening a complete child care center.
And so where is this child care center located?
Well, we currently have rented out a lot of space over at St. John's School, which is owned by the St. John's Church. So we have relocated some of our programs, and at this point now, the first floor of that St. John's building is the center. We went through building renovations on that floor to make sure it was compliant with licensing. So that will be on the first floor of St. John's, which is located on Pine Street here in Ishpeming, only a couple blocks from our middle school, high school building.
And do you have any openings left, or are you full?
We do have a few slots open. There's not very many. It depends on which age group your children are at. But if there is anybody interested in inquiring, finding out more information, or enrolling their students, they are welcome to contact the Hematite director. Her name is Marianne Hodnick, and her direct number is 906-315-1496. Or somebody can reach out to myself, Carrie Meyer, in the superintendent's office, and I will be glad to put you in touch with Marianne.